And we're holding on Chafeim Beis. And the Ran, Tanan Hossam, which is in the first of the widest lines of the Ran, the page. So we learned over the person with Shavosas Yom Tovim. My season here, the Kaman Perak Poskin, to Mishal later on in that Perak. But my season, Lodami Mamish, the Masisan, the Pirkin. It's not exactly the same. Either by Mastis and the Hacha, Neder Bottle Me'elov, over here the Neder is bottled automatically. Either by Mastis and the Poskin Nidra Chayo, over there the Neder is effective. Also, Poskin Levichwed Shabbos is Rebbe Mutovim, but there's a din of Hataras Nador. Vahano time, so what's the difference? Mishum de Mastis and Ikato speaker a Neder. So Niskaven Loviv Me'elov. He never wanted the matter to take effect on his father. Vila b'masisin v'perak poskin leka l'mei mar hachi. You cannot say the following. Shemi she'osr alatzim bosa v'yayin shana achas. He says, I didn't realize that the Risha Bosa Yom Tov included. I mean, he said it for a year. He meant the Shabbos Yom Tov. He knew that. Yudeya who shiavru lob shabbos is yomim tovim. Hilchol kiven the lack of toast beaker and netter nidrachayil. Elish poiskin loy bechavoy shabbos yom tov. Bepesach he comes with the following. Shilu hoya yudeya shalosel he's honest behen lohoya noider. Abecharata. Did you think through the implication of how your Shabbos is going to look? So that he meant to include the Shabbos. So that's not a toast and nigger and netter. But he didn't think through the implications of what that might mean. Or he didn't realize that it's also to do that. Or he now he thinks, well, he says, I didn't want to do that. But he's miskarit. So therefore there's no toast and nigger and netter, but there is a mokum to make a Torah with a Pesach or with a Charat. Okay, so they're not the same. But so why is it brought over here? It's not the same. The Frushe Plutav the Bisham Abisilo to help us get a clarity in the Mechlos Bisham Abisilo. The Benedah Shehutu Miksosu Hutu Kuloi Talya Kecha the Talya Behu Plutav the Rabbanan Rabbi Kiva. But at the end of the day, in that case, that mishnah over there, once you matter it, the chachamim say you don't say. So the Shabbos Yom Tov Mutar, the rest of the year is Osir. Rabbi Kiva says Neder Shotu Miksasa Hutu Kuloi. The Mor is going to take that concept and use that to explain the machlokes to Rabbi Kiva. To explain the machlokes to Shabbos Hillel. Beis Hillel are also arguing in this concept that you say Neder Shehutu Miksasa Hutu Kuloi. Beis Hillel is like Rabbi Kiva, and Beis Shammai is like the Rabbanan over there. Okay, so that's the reason why it's quoting the case, which is even though it's different, it's relevant for our discussion. So came Rabba, and Rabba said, so there was, even though, I mean, we theoretically should work with all the direction, because Bishami still were for Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Kiva is the one where we have him. Rabbi Kiva is the one who is saying explicitly this concept, and that is Shatu Miksasa Hutakulai. Bishol doesn't say that. So it's appropriate to say that we're using the Mechalkas of Rekiva and the Rabbanan to explain the Mechalkas of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is going like Rebbe Kiva, and Beis Shammai is going like the Rabbanan over there. Do you say this rule of Neder Shehutu Miksasa Hutu Kuloi? Okay. Comes Rabba, Omer Rabba. So it depends. According to Rabba, in a case a person says, if I would know that Abba is Beinechem, I would have said, Kuchem Asur Chutz Mi Abba. Even Beis Hillel agrees in that case, you don't see Neder Shehutu Miksasa Hutu Kuloi. Hayisi Aimer Kulcham Asurim Chutz Miyabu. The Kuliyam Kulun Asurim Avi Motu. Mishum the Mikri Ki Agavna. Rabba is saying that that's not called Nether Hershutim Exasa Huta Kuloi. Tvisha Bekiven Shabashas Haneder Armor Kulcham Asurim. When he said the Nether, he said Kulcham Asurim. If I ask of Gam Kane, Mami Devor Barishonim, Ligabi Ochem, Bezalosh and Mami Shomer Betrilo. He's not changing the nusach that he would have used. Salvi Shemoitzi Obim Min HaKlal. So even though he's saying he would have said Chutz Mi'Abu, which he didn't say before, all he's saying is that the words he would have said, he would have made an exception. So he's not being mat in the Neder Legamri, he's just saying he would have made an exception. And he's saying that the father never should have been in the Neder to start with. And everybody else, Gabi Hocherim, Rehu Omer Kulchem, Shomer Bitkila. He's saying he would have said the same phrase. So nothing's really changed vis-a-vis the other people. So Basila agrees in that case that the father is mutter and other people are also. Where's the machlokes? Loinatzu Kela Ba'omer. Where's the machlokes in Misham Basila? And the person says, Ilo Yisidei Shal Abba Benechem, had I known my father was there, I would not have said Kulchem Asurim Chutz Mi'Abba. He's the armor, plenty Asurim, Rabba Mutter. I would have changed my language. So in that situation, Beishamai Trabonon, less than Nerash Hutim Mitzasa Hutakula, they don't have this concept of Hutim Mitzasa Hutakula. Beisilakur Bekiva. The Kiman the Hacha Ikatarti. Over here there are two things. Chadikatos Gomer the Gabi. Yeah, that's correct. The father, in regards to the father, he should have been totally excluded. And he's saying that vis-a-vis the other people, also the language was improper. He would not have used that language had he known the father was there. Why? If you show your makbid, she had moved me dvorav. I feel a rega kamemre she abba b'chlal oisur. When he says kulchem asurim chutz mi abba, so for that moment when he says kulchem asurim before he says chutz mi abba, he sounds like he's saying his father is osur. He doesn't want to do that. This person, he's saying, I would have said ploini asurim. And I would have said, but he never would have said the words Kulchem Asurim. So that means the words Kulchem Asurim, under the circumstances, are a mistake. So that's a case where Rekiva's rule applies. According to Beis Hillel, you say Hutim Misasu, Hutzer Kulay. That's how Rabbi says it. So Rabbi says even Rabbi Kiva's concept of Hutim Misasu, Hutzer Kulay has to be that there would have been besides the Hutim Misasu part, the Kulay part, there had to be some change in the language of Hutu, the Kuloi part would have been, that's why it affects the Kuloi also. But if vis-a-vis the Kuloi, he's still using the same Lashon, he's not changing that Bechlau. So the Hutu Miksosa is not undermining the rest of the Neder. So according to Rabbi, it means even Beis Hillel agrees with this idea that you can look at the Neder in parts, and part of it should be effective and part of it not. Rav, on the other hand,
who said Beis Hillel?
Even Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi, even Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi, even Beis Hillel holds, and that is Shutim Sosahutu Kuloi, that's not always true. It means they're comfortable with the concept that you can keep part of a netter and discard part of a netter. It's not automatic that Hutim Sosahutu Kuloi, according to Rabbi. Okay. Rabbi Amar, Hakol Moedin, Boimer, Ilo Yisidei, Shabbat, Benechem. Rabbi goes the other direction. That, according to. According to Beis Hillel, that is Yotim Sazot Kuloi is a ironclad rule. Once part of it is bottle, the whole thing is bottle. So, but even Beis Shammai, which holds that you don't say that. If he would have said that I would have used different lashon, so now he's not only undermining. There's not only the problem of Neder Shutim says Hutakulo. He's saying the whole lashon is incorrect. So then the whole thing is bottle. Rabbi Amar Hakol Baidin Baidin Yisi Il Yisi Adei Yishav Veinechem Yisi Amar Pliny Pliny Asurim Vav Mutar Kulam Mutarim Tarmanika Tarti Get a Parishna. See, Beis Shammai says there's now the two problems. The seer laid the rabba, the Beis Shammai namu moedu, the kol hechad, the shayach, the memra, hutsu miksosu, hutsu namikula. So, Beis Shammai agrees conceptually to the idea of hutsu miksosu, hutsu kuloi, when it affects the whole netter. So, where's the machlokes? Where he says that I would have said, kuchum asurim, hutsu miyaba. So there, he's keeping his first lashon. So we ignore the second half of his sentence. He says, "Raise tumor zayla, raise the tumor shlamim." So it's tumor zayla, because that's what he said first. Rabbi Yossi is here late. The raise the tumor shlamim. So Gemara gets the more of other mitzvahs. That the main thing is what he says at the end. So even now when he's saying the new lashon, he's maintaining the old lashon, and that's the main thing when a person says is the first part. So even though he said there's some element of in his first words of Kuchum Asurim, which is incorrect, because he means to exclude one person. Okay, look, continue in Bahaki. That's not significant. So the main thing is what he said at the beginning. So over there we ignore the second half. Over here it's not we're ignoring the second lashon, the second phrase, because we're accepting now the chutz mi'aba is true.
That he meant that?
No, he's saying now he means that. Because it's not a stira, elam avayir, it's just clarifying. Kuchum asurim chutz min abba is not a stira, it's a clarification. So if it's a stira, you just look at the first one. If it's a clarification, you said both. But the Rishami says, but I'm going to take the following yesod. When A and B conflict, I just listen to A. Therefore, B'she'en soysun, gam ken oysum ikar mitchilas diburoi. Even when they're not a soysun, the A and B are not a stira, so you can accept both, but the ikar is lush, part of the dibur is A. So now he's saying the new lashon that he's saying now is the exact same lashon as he said before. No, it's not. There's this add-on of B. No, B is not significant. So miskayim legabi acherim. So the netter remains in effect vis-a-vis other people. So we don't look at it as a netter shutum mitzasa. Because the pshat is, it's not pshat that you had a netter and then you're matter the netter. It's a netter shehut demiksasli. Chutz min abba is just looked at as a way to clarify that the phrase kucham never included abba to start with. So there's no stira. There's no moment where the netter was applied to X and now it doesn't apply anymore. The male is batel. It should never apply to X to start with. As opposed to the case of a netter which was chal, which you're being matter, that's more problematic. That's netter shehut to mixas shehut to kuloi. So what does Beis Hillel say? So Beis Hillel says like this: that Beis Shammai seems to be saying two arguments. That it's not a netter shehutter miksasa hutter kula because it wasn't hutter miksasa. The father never wasn't there to start with. Just we didn't realize that until we clarified later on. It's not that you had a netter and then you're being that it was hutter. Right? That's Beis Shammai's one argument, which Beis Hillel can agree to that, right? The second argument is that the main thing is the first lashon versus the second half of the lashon. So, where is Basil's argument? He agrees with the first argument of Beis Shammai. So, once that's true, like what in the second half anyway? So, the round though. So look, Rabbi Yosi Domer, Tisha Sashin, the word is Azeb, Achanach and Gemara, the word. Achanach and Kimen, Nami, Kishain Sashin, Sheesh Lassus Iker, Migmar, the word. Nanum Mash Omer Chutz Minab. So, Basil says, you're right. Theoretically, the father was never included. But vis-a-vis the lashon of the netter, he's saying now he would have said a different lashon. He would have said, Kulcham Asurim Chutz Min Abba. And Chutz Min Abba, because it's the Seif Devorov, is significant. So it comes out that the lashon he's saying he would have said now is a different lashon than he would have said that he said before. So now there's a problem of that the lashon is incorrect. So now that's going to affect that the netter should be batel. He's saying my lashon was incorrect. So nitzar sheish benetter tos kim shabatel miksasa batel kula. So and this tos is effective. Is significant because. Till now, it applied to all people. There now is saying that it doesn't apply to the father, based on, not only on the fact that the father never was included, but on that there's a tos in the lashon. That's going to be matter kula. But according to the mayor, we don't look at the tos of lashon because the main thing is the first half of the phrase, which is no tos in that.
Okay.
Hey, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Is there
there some type of time frame of when he's inspired, similar to like, you know, brahmas?
Yeah, totally deeper. You need totally deeper.
Oh, he did it. Oh, that's
You're saying he did it right away.
The phrase was the razor to Mershlomim. There was no time lapse. So Rabbi Yossi says that's the phrase. But Rabbi Meir says razor to Mershlomim is chal, and to razor to Mershlomim is too late. Even though taking the divot. So the more Asa Rapapa the Rob. So Rapapa asked the Kasha, it was the time when Rabba asked the Kasha on his Rebbe Rava that he feels is not a Kasha on his Rebbe's Rebbe on Rabba. The Mishnah over there says like this: Case and Amar Bikiva, that is Shulta Misasa Shulta Kula. So, give me an example. So, we already gave one example where there was he made a netter that he's not going to have yayin the whole year, and now he's being matter netter on Shabbos Yom Tov. But he gives a different example, which is very parallel to our case. Kadam Shani Nehena Lekulchem. He's making a net of these, that all these people are also at him behanah. He's not going to get hanah from any of them. And then, Hutur Echel Mehen, Hutur Kulam. Then he's matter one of the people. So the phrase that he said, I'm not going to be that I'm any of the hand of the Kulchem, is no longer true. Because he's saying now that he's mutter to one of them. So then the whole thing is bottled according to Rekiva. So, but let's say he says Shani Nehena, the Zeh or the Zeh or the Zeh below the Zeh. So the Bach takes out the word low. Machmin Hena from this person, from this person, from this person, etc. Then he's matrit. So Hutur Harishan, Hutur Kulam. If he's now matrineter on the first person that he said, and like him from him and him and him and him, and he's matrineter the first person, so then Hutur Kulam. However, Hutur Ho'achra, if he's matrineter the last one, Achra Mutur B'Kulam Masur. Okay. So now, so this is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is saying that even Rabbi Kiva is saying a case. You have a case where you say you don't say Hutur Nedar Shulta Misasa Hutur Kula. So Rabba introduced that there's a possibility that if you maintain your original Lashon and then you just like make it an addendum, since you're maintaining your first Lashon, you're not undermining that Lashon B'chlal. So then you say that only that Hanami, the first part remains intact. So that's exactly what's going on here. He says, if he starts up with saying that I'm not giving a header from Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So the first thing he said was Reuven, and he's matter Reuven. So that undermines his deeper. But he says Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and he's matter Levi. So he's saying the phrase of I'm not giving a header from Reuven and Shimon still is intact. So that's a full phrase. And if he says I'm not giving a henna from so and so and so and so lazel lazel lazel, and in the henna lazel, that's already if he's mata that first one, so there's a flaw on the neighbor. So you can't say, well, I'll ignore that and say in the henna lazel. Well, your first phrase was "Ein Hanulazeh," which is not true anymore. You can't say "Ulazeh," is now it's still effective. But if "Ein Hanulazeh," "Ulazeh," and the phrase "Ein Hanulazeh" is still true, so fine. That's like we said we're here. If I would have said "Kulcha Masurim," so "Ein Hanulazeh" is the exact same thing. "Ulazeh" is not true, just like "Chutz Mi'Ab" is not so. According to the Rabbah, this idea of "Chutz Mi'Ab" is kuloi doesn't apply in this scenario. It makes a lot of sense.
Well, you're giving individual names. What if he said Kulchem, all of them, but you?
Well, that's what he's saying. If the person would have said, if the person says in the hand of the Kulchem, once you're matter one, the whole thing is bought. According to Rikim, because you're undermining the phrase Kulchem totally. Right? You're saying that this phrase of Kulchem is no longer true. Right? But if you said Ein Hen Lazeh or Lazeh or Lazeh, and you're matter the last person, so according to Rabbah, the first phrase can still be intact. And that's what Rikiva says. But according to Rava, the words of the Mishnah of the Rava, Mukum al the Reisha, the Omer Lazel Lazel. So let's say the scenario was, let's make the scenario that that the Lazel Lazel included now somebody in the group like his father. So he says in the hand of the Kulchem. And now he's saying that had I realized, I would have said Lazer, Lazer, and not to the father. So he's undermining his lashon totally. Mukul on the Reish of Omer Lazer, Lazer. He's saying that had I realized that my father was there, I would have said Lazer, Lazer. So that's undermining. And the Sefer where he says that Lazer Lazer and the Hutter Rishon Hutter Kula, Rabbi will tell you that the case was because the person says, once I realized that one of them I don't want to answer, I would have undermined my lashon, and I would have said do the use of different lashon. I would have said kolchem. It sounds like, but if he's saying that even if Abba would have been there, I would have said, even though the one I pointed to first was Abba, I still would have used the lashon of Ein Hen Lazeh Lazeh. I would have said Chutz Mi'Abba. So even though Abba is first, but I would have maintained that lashon, so that it would not be mahutar kulay. But if he's saying, had I realized that, I never would have pointed to lazeh lazeh lazeh, I would have said kulchem chutz mi'abba. So he's changing his lashon. So that's a matter of the equal toss the equal lashon. So the word seifa is going in the middle case. There are three cases, right? There's Einan the Kulchem Hutter Kulam, Lazel Lazel Hutter Rishon Hutter Kulam is the second case, and Hutter Achron Hutter Kulam Asurim is the third case. So, in the two cases where you say Hutter Mizaz Hutter Kuloi, there's a Reisha and a Seifa. So, the Reisha is a case where he's changing from Kulchem to Lazel Lazel. And the Seifa is the case where he's changing from Lazel Lazel to Kulchem. Okay, so that's what Reb Papa says to Rava. So according to Rabbi, I would understand the Bryce. Ella the dog. But Reb Papa says to Rava, but according to you, Rava, let's understand the cases. You're saying that in the case of the person says, that would have changed my lashon totally. Even Beis Shammai agrees, he'll do himself to Kula. But even in the case of maintaining my lashon, I have a problem of, according to Basil, the Gemara, the word about the Nitbis, the Mela, the Hutbis, the Hutukula. So Bishlama, Reisha, where he says, any hand of the Kulchem, and now we're saying Hutbis, the Hutukuloi. Mukim Law, Dharma, the Kulchem. So the case could be that he's still saying the Kulchem. So, remember the Bryce is saying a case where Rabbi Kiva says Hudras Hazul Tukula. Means the Rabbanan don't say Hudras Hazul Tukula. So, according to Rava, the case says the Kulchem. So, in that case,
what?
The case of a case where he says the Kulchem. So, in that case, if he says that originally he says Kulchem and now he's saying I would have changed it to a different lashon, and Meshami says it's Baltimore. So the Rabbanan don't argue Rekiva in that case. So why are you saying this is the case that Rekiva says Hutumis says Hutukula? No, it's not. It's the case everybody says Hutukula. Teretz is the case was where he said originally Kulchem, and I was saying I would have said Kulchem. So if you're maintaining you're keeping your original lashon, Bishami says you don't say Hutumis says Hutukula. So but Rekiva says you do, like Basil. So here we have a case where Rekiva says so the Amr the Kulchem, he's saying that had he known, he still would have used the word the Kulchem. So that's why it's only Rekiva that holds Hutrakula. But Ella, the safe, which means the middle case, the Amr Zel Zep. That in the case was originally said the Kulchem, now he's saying I would have said Lezeh Lezeh. So Rekivi, am I figure about it late? Am I the very call? Mutter. Okay. So the Gemara is assuming in the question that the case of the middle case was the case where originally he said the Kulchem, and now he's saying I would have said the Zeh Lezeh, and that's when you make a difference between Hutter Rishon and Hutter Achron. And the Gemara says if you're changing the lashon you would have used, so then everybody agrees you say Hutter Rishon and Hutter Kula. Now the Rav is going to deal with why is the Mura now assuming that the original lashon was Kulchem, and now the phrase of the Brice of Lezeh Lezeh is referring to what he's saying he would have said now. And had he wanted to exclude one of them, not what he said originally. So the Ron's going to deal with why is the Mura assuming that. Okay. Let's just see the end of the Gemara. Amalei Rabba, so Rabba's the back to Rapapa. The Rabba, even from the Rabba, the Rabba Kiva, me Nisa, say from my book, what's the case? In the case was like you're saying, he said, I would have said he said the Kulchem to start with, and now he's saying, I would have said the Kulchem, which is the way you're saying the case. So what does the phrase mean, Rishon and Akrit? High Dane who Rishon, High Dane who Akrit. Which one is the first one? Which one is the last one? So that can't be the case. Ella, what's the case? Reisha, Dharma Lekulchem. The case he said Lekulchem originally, he says Kulchem now. Fine. And Seifa, according to Rav, and according to me, the Reisha, he said Lekulchem, and he said, had I realized, he would have said Lezeh Lezeh. No. Yeah, Rashi said Kulchem, and now we're saying the Kulchem Kutz from this person. So he's maintaining his first Lashon. So according to Rava, only Rekiva says in that case, but the Sefer was a totally different case. The Sefer could go and shut floor and zeb is it. There are plenty complaining, plenty complaining. It wasn't that he said, and it had a lazer, 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 and it had a lazer, and just like Zeh, also Zeh, and just like him, also him. So once, so it comes out, once you're matter number one, you can't say number two is also, because two is only also as much as one is also. The economy, the Tanya, Hutter, Hemsoi, Hemenu Lamata, Mutorim, Hemenu Lamala, Asurim. So you see, the issue is not an issue of Lashon, it's a totally different issue. The case over there was that the later ones were only Asur as much as the earlier ones are Asur. So if he asked a string of five people, he's Mata number three. So number four and five are Mutter. One and two are Asur still. So it's a totally different issue in the Sefer, not relevant to our discussion at all. That's how Rava answers to understand this, Bryce. Okay, let's hold it here.